Hello, it is week 49 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. Not going to believe this, but I am going to share it. You probably, maybe you even seen it. I don't know. So I don't know where I was running or why. Oh, I know what I was doing. I was going to Cabela's because it was my grandson's birthday and he specifically wanted this jacket that they sell at Cabela's. And it was close to around dinner time, and I wasn't home and didn't really have a dinner plan, so I texted the all in the family and said, "Hey, like, what do we want for dinner?" We were going to be in an area where there were several places to go, and I wasn't feeling great. I wasn't feeling particularly well, and some of you who may see me out in public may know I have MS. I have a scooter that I take with me. The scooter is used for balance and vertigo issues because I get vertigo attacks and I end up falling over, falling down. It's better if an attack happens when I'm sitting because then I can't injure myself or, be slightly embarrassed as I knock over something in a store. I even at times lately have used the scooter at home just because my back, my legs, my body, there's a lot going on here. Anyway, the point is that I do have a handicap sticker in all my vehicles, a little tag, and I don't drive anymore. And I don't drive, not because someone told me I couldn't, but because I myself made that choice. I feel too much anxiety about these vertigo things that happened to me, and I just feel like if this ever happened when I was driving, God, I couldn't imagine what would happen to me or to someone else. So I decided on my own accord not to drive, which means I always have to be with someone, which is kind of a pain. Anyway, point being, Melissa and Jessica go with me, and we are finished up at Cabela's, and we are now have orders, takeout orders for a couple of different places, and one of them is Five Guys. So Melissa is driving, Jessica's in the passenger seat, and I am in the back seat because I also have my laptop, which I also am guilty for because I, can't just not work on the drive to Cabela's. Anyway, I say to Melissa, "I've got to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go out and go pee." Melissa parks in the handicap stall, which we have a tag for, which would make it easier for me to go into the Five Guys where we were and go to the bathroom. And so Melissa gets out of the passenger driver's seat, and I get out of the back seat. And I believe Jessica went in as well. I just don't think Jessica and I went at the same time. I think I went first, and then Jessica went. Anyway, get home. On the way home, Ben posts in the family group text a screenshot that there is a Facebook group of people that are bad drivers. And it's, I don't even know what the name of it is, but I found that to be unusual. But anyway, there's a picture of my truck and it is parked, yes, it within the lines, but slightly crooked because Melissa had a back in. And because there was someone when we first pulled in parked in front of the Five Guys. Anyway, we back into the space. And someone has taken a picture of the back of my truck and basically called out Melissa for parking like that and parking in a handicap stall and not having a tag. Well, first of all, you were at the back of the truck. It was dark. And so you didn't see that there was a handicap tag in the front. And second of all, there's a scooter in the back of the truck. And third of all, not sure how you missed me coming out of the back seat. And I have an off gait since back surgery, and I think even Jessica at one point helped me for a few steps to make sure I didn't slip on the ice. Anyway, it kind of blew up, and of course, my kids were like, "What?" Had to make a few comments in there. But what I couldn't believe and what really happened, there was a couple of things that happened. One, I saw Melissa start to spiral, and she was just like, "Here we go. This is it. Blah, 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 blah." Because the family's public and blah, she just really started to react to things. And I realized that she has some post-traumatic stress from things that have happened previously, where if you are a public figure or if you're some, you don't even have to be a public figure anymore. I mean, everybody, I think it maybe it's a rite of passage where you get attacked by the trolls online now, but she real it really affected her. And she was like, "This is not okay. And I never want to be on social media again." She was just like spiraling and spiraling. And for me, I was just so baffled that not okay, like fair enough, there's a bad drivers and bad parking group, which is like, okay, you have nothing better to do with your time than to call out people for parking badly. But what really floored me was the gentleman that posted it, and the vileness and the negativity and the comments and things that were being said, and the way that it was approached. I was just like, it's really hard to grapple with the fact that there are other human beings in the world that can say these things, do these things, and treat people this way. That is a huge struggle for me, because I think I continually come from this place of, love and light, love and light, love and light. And then you remember, oh yeah, there are so many, I apologize for using the word Karen, but Karens of the world, and people that are just so unhappy. Like, you're just so miserable in your life that you experience a sense of joy or endorphins by hurting and calling other people out, even when it's not even the truth, and creating a shitstorm. Like, that's mind-blowing to me. And I try and remind myself of this, that Karm, they're not all people are nice people, but it just kind of goes back to, we believe, because until Kagan and Jessica and some of the kids stepped up and were like, hold on a second, that was my mom. There was a handicap sticker in there. They were parked within the lines. Zoom in, you'll see a scooter in the back of the truck, all these things. Some of the people jump the bandwagon. They see the picture, they don't zoom in, they don't get the full story, and immediately they go to judgment. And I think that's the problem. That's what's wrong with the world, is that none of us are able to focus and see something through our own eyes. We only see the truth as it appears to be posted or told to us. And I'm seeing it a lot right now. And I think that's why I really gravitate towards Bunny XO, because she just calls everybody out. She's just like, nah, I'm not having this. Like, here's the truth. Here's what's said. Here's what wasn't said. And anyway, it was just this incident that happened. And I thought, I'm grateful that I have so many adult kids that, they just handled it and said what needed to be said and then left it and moved on. But I suppose that there are people out in the world that don't have that. And I bet that there are people out in the world, if they encountered somebody like that and was either verbally or, called out online, that would really hurt them. That would really upset them. That would really shame them. And I think that's where we've come. We're a world of human beings that likes to shame and blame and ridicule and judge and hurt other people. And it's sad to me. And I think that those are the people that need the prayers. Those are the people that need to be lifted up. Those are the people that we need to find. Why do you have nothing better to do in your life than to call somebody out and try and shame them to bring yourself some sense of entertainment or joy? That's the question. And those are the people that I suppose we're here to provide life lessons, but maybe we're also here to help bring some sense of insight and joy too. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just saying. I even looked at my grandson. I was like, Ben, why are you in that group? Like, really? Like, what is the point? But here nor there, that was my week. That was my experience noticing, paying attention, watching Melissa's reaction, watching my kid's reaction, watching this other person's reaction, and really noticing that the world likes to jump in the ship before they've even seen that there's a hole in it and it might be sinking. Just things to think about.